Hello, hello, my dear girl. How the hell are you?
Great. Fantastic to see you.
I got us a bottle of the not quite the cheapest on the menu.
As per usual.
It's my preferred vintage. Grab that glass.
Actually, I'll just give myself a mineral water.
Oh, for God's sake. Don't tell me you've gone and done it again.
You're supposed to say
No,
congratulations.
it's great news, of course.
Well, you know what they say. The first child is a miracle. It's a product of the love between man and woman.
And the second is a plaything for the first?
It's true, of course, and I went and gone and done it.
I'm just surprised you're going to go through all that again. Well, you know better than me how it was.
Oh, no way. Elective caesarean this time and in a private ward. That's the deal I did with Mike.
And he went for that.
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
Cool.
Quite honestly, I think it's the least he can do. Anyway, enough of this. Has Tom put a ring on your finger yet?
Not yet.
Bastard. Shall I have a word with him?
Thanks, Mom. Actually, there isn't such a rush.
You've been living together for 6 years. That's hardly rushing into it.
That's not what I mean. I got an opportunity at work.
Yikes! Superwoman heads for the top. What have they promoted you to this time?
It's not a promotion. It's a change in work benefits, and it's really made us think.
More life insurance? You think he wants you dead?
Be serious. This is a big thing.
Sorry. So, what change? Bigger car?
Listen, my firm is offering female employees the chance to freeze their eggs.
Tell me you are joking.
No, it's completely serious. They're trying to attract, or should I say, retain more female staff. So this is a new benefit just announced.
And you go for that, do you?
Well, it's great, isn't it? It gives us more choice.
No, it doesn't. It removes your choice. It allows your boss to play around with your most basic rights as a human being, and no doubtless penalise you for being a woman if you don't play his game.
But that's ridiculous. It means I can concentrate on getting my career sorted and then take a break to have kids when the time is right.
There will never be a right time. There is no such thing as the right time. That's the lie.
If I can get to the next level, then it would be a good time to take a few months off.
Ah, you have to understand that your kids are not going to be a project that takes a few months.
Well, I know that you decided not to go back to work after little Luke, but many women do manage to juggle work and family life.
Sure they do. That's why your firm is introducing desperate and, forgive me, but ill-conceived ideas to retain their female staff.
Well, you must admit, it's a symbolically important initiative.
It's little twats in suits meddling in areas they should stay well out of. They're pretending to be right on when actually they're completely screwing you.
Okay, calm down. I thought you'd approve. They offer the same benefits to men.
What do they need it for?
No, sperm freezing.
Oh, that's really necessary, isn't it? That's another excuse to spend more company hours rubbing their cocks.
Not that they really need an excuse to do that.
Listen, I shouldn't have gone off on one like that. It's great. If that's what you and Tom want, then of course it's the right decision for you both.
You haven't been my best buddy for 20 years to give me that sort of wishy-washy crap now. Go on. I can take whatever you've got. Throw it at me.
I don't know how to put it into words, Vicky. What can I say? After Luke was born, life changed immeasurably after that. Nothing was ever the same. Of course, I don't need a stupid private ward to have another child. It's a very basic desire. It's like nothing else you'll ever do. When I came up against the most primitive experience, I found that nature is red in the tooth and in claw, but I also saw the beauty in her creative power. It's something amazing.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm saying that if you and Tom want to start a family, then do it. Don't let yourself be bullied by some little techno geek in Silicon Valley that thinks he's God's answer to the universe because he learned to write a few lines of code in between his wanks.
I spent a long time getting here. I can't imagine just giving it all
And
up.
nor should you have to.
The thing is, there are very few working mums in the firm. Those who do manage it, well, they basically just offload the kids onto someone else, whoever that is, their own mums or hired help or whoever.
So there's your choice, your real choice. Egg freezing is just a delaying tactic to get you to give your best years to the firm.
I don't agree. I honestly think they do mean well. They're trying to provide what we want.
So let's say you go for it. You'd have to take loads of IVF drugs to artificially stimulate your egg production.
For the harvesting.
That's a nice term. Then at 40, when your body is older, with much greater risk of complications during the pregnancy, you finally have your baby. Then you died of breast cancer at 45. Brilliant. That's a cool plan.
Just because you read one article suggesting there is a link between IVF and breast cancer, you've gone on about it like it's a proven fact.
That's the problem with old friends. They always know the weaknesses of your arguments.
Or you could just say they're not actually arguments at all.
Well, the link between having a pair of knockers and breast cancer is now conclusively proven. That makes you a high-risk candidate.
I can't spend my whole life worrying about what might not happen.
Call me a Luddite if you will. But the more you mess around with Mother Nature, the more you risk pissing her off, and that doesn't bode well.
So, what exactly is your argument? Am I being controlled and manipulated by my boss, or am I risking my health with unsafe interventions?
You've always been annoyingly clever. I don't know what my argument is. I just know it doesn't feel right, that's all.
So what does feel right to you?
Balance, equilibrium.
In the workplace?
In every place. Reproducing should be seen as a normal fact of life, like needing to stop for lunch. You're not going to miss your chance of promotion because you nip out for a sandwich, are you? Or you leave your desk to take a leak.
Maybe they could fast track those people who take fewer toilet breaks than their peers.
Suggest it to your boss.
Good idea. Although he might think it's a covert allusion to his wank breaks.
Now you're onto something. We should do a study to determine the number of working hours lost to men's solitary moments.
If this one is a girl, what are you going to tell her?
Oh, shit. Now you're asking, what's the message?
Yep. Elevator pitch to your own baby girl. What'd you say?
Honey, whatever you do, you're completely screwed. So get the best grade you can, so at least you can get screwed in a comfortable place.
Yep. That's about as good as it gets.
Why didn't you call me, you dimwit?
I thought that everything would calm down and it would all blow over. I didn't want you to know.
What the hell is this place?
It's just temporary. I had to get out of the flat quick, and I didn't have time to look around for something perfect.
I can see that.
It's over. It's completely over.
Why didn't the loser, Tom, move out and you keep the flat?
He was the one who found it and had signed all the lease documents and so on.
But you paid all the rent, particularly when he took a whole bloody year to find himself.
He was doing a postgrad.
In
marketing?
Marketing himself to prospective shag bunnies, I dare say.
Probably, now I come to think of it.
So, what's the story?
He said that we had agreed to do the egg freezing thing and couldn't understand why I had decided against it.
You didn't want to wait after all?
I just didn't see the point. Same problems, just more wrinkles to deal with.
Could you not compromise on a halfway solution?
Well, I thought that we should get married because we'd agreed to start a family, so I said we could wait a few more years if he really wanted, but that we could get married anyway. That wouldn't change anything.
And he didn't agree to that?
He just said what was the point in spending all that money until the bun was actually in the oven.
Please tell me he didn't actually say that. He did, didn't he? He actually said that.
Verbatim.
He was more of an arse than I previously realised.
He was fond of you too.
Are you pissed off?
Yes. But there is some upside.
Being?
You know the expression, don't get mad, get even?
That's my girl. What did you do?
Oh, a couple of small au revoir.
No tell.
Well, I placed a weekly order of fresh roses to be delivered to his boss.
The lesbian?
Well, he said she was a lesbian. I've no idea, really.
And the message on the card?
I can change it weekly. But the first one is just, thinking of you always, and his initials.
Oh, cringe. Nice. And the next?
And, the second thing was to replace his shampoo with depilatory cream.
And he was worried about hair loss.
Oh, a veritable Samson. He'll be crapping himself when he sees it coming out in chunks. Anyway, this is terrible, me going on about myself. Oh my God, how are you?
Large. Very large.
I'd noticed. Feeling okay?
Shit.
That figures.
So what's the plan now then?
Well, I think I might as well do the wretched egg freezing thing.
No.
Well, why not? What other options have I got?
Well, you could go get yourself banged up quickly by some hunky, completely inappropriate demigod on a one-night stand.
And what would be the point in that?
Well, mainly because it might be the first decent shag you've had in a long time. And secondly, it would be easier to explain to the child in the future. The egg freezing concept is kind of hard for a child to process. I love you like I love fish fingers. Handy to keep in the freezer and get out when there's nothing better on offer.
I like you're thinking on point number one. So where do we find this Lothario, then?
We go out on the town and we score.
We?
Ugh, it's not going to work, is it?
Maybe not.
Internet?
I've been put off that since my sister saw her friend's husband on there.
Oh, that would make for an instant coffee with a friend. Though, I thought your husband would be better in bed than he actually was.
It would almost be worth doing just for the fun of that conversation.
But do any of your friends actually have husbands that you consider shagging?
Not one.
You'd have to fig those eggies, wouldn't you?
Iceland, here we come.
Over and out.
Hi. These are for you. And this is for Cutie Pie.
Oh, they're lovely. Thanks for coming.
Mike told me you nearly died.
There are only two real emergencies, fire and hemorrhage.
You've done amazing.
You could say we were lucky.
What, to get the blood?
Well, look at the hospital didn't go on fire at the same time.
What's his name?
Don't know yet. Mike wants Remington.
Oh, that's lovely.
No, it's not. It's absurdly stupid.
Yeah, it's absurdly stupid.
Inexplicably, his first wife didn't want Remington for her to either. So he thinks this is his last chance.
I wonder why she didn't like it. I mean, it would be very useful if he wants to be a Mills and Boone hero when he's older.
Remington thrust his manhood against Princess Stephanie.
Oh, no, please. It's almost painful. So...
So what?
I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased about that too.
No, really, you know, you're more of a sister to me than my sister. You're a family, you know that.
So you'll be the godmother then?
I can't do it if you call him Remington.
I can accept that. Is that a yes?
I'd be thrilled. Listen, you have to rest. Get home quick and
sure.
I'll see you then.
Sure. See you soon, dear girl. Bye. Hey, by the way, what happened with the freezing? Did you do it?
Yep, all done. They're on the rocks.
Hola.
Hey, Defo.
Oh, there you are. Sorry, I was just trying...
You want a coffee?
No, can't have that. Just a bottle of water. See if they've got any pureed something in the pouchy things.
Right, coming up. Here you go. How are you doing?
Oh, head mushingly knackered, doesn't even come close.
Up a bit at night?
Oh, the days and nights have just merged into a blur of constant crying, puking, pooping, burping.
Oh, and what are the children doing?
I'm trying to get them to watch MTV just for 2 minutes, but the little buggers won't stay still.
Isn't MTV the one with half-naked cavorting women with large breasts?
Yes, but don't forget that they're used to all of this at this age. It's kind of like watching the Food Channel for them.
Do you think that's why men like boobs so much?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's a heady cocktail of mummy first and nourishment.
Maybe we should start a restaurant selling Oedipus burgers with massive buns.
By the tone of your conversation, I deduce that the date situation has not been ideal of late.
For some strange reason, my lonely heart's ad, extremely bitter and desperate old bag looking for spunk, tick tock, tick tock, is not getting so many replies.
But the clock isn't ticking, is it? You've got them on ice.
Time to defrost the freezer.
Is it?
Of course it is. Buying time was just an illusion.
So what's the plan?
There is no plan.
Come on. Where there's a willy, there's a way.
That's the whole point. I do need a willy.
No, you don't. The only thing you need is a sperm. You only need one teensy-weensy, poxy little sperm. That's the only thing you need.
Cool, I'll check Sainsbury's.
Time to think out of the box, girl.
Oh, God. It usually doesn't go well when you say that.
There is Daniel.
Daniel!
I know you're thinking he's gay.
He's not gay, he's extremely gay.
What exactly does extremely gay mean?
You know what it means.
No, I really don't.
Well, put it this way. He can't do the job.
You twit, there's no job to do. Don't you see? You just get them chilling. Just add some of his magic sauce and hey presto, you got yourself a baby, darling.
I'm sure that in a previous life, you were actually a witch.
Hi, babes. How are you doing?
That total bastard is getting married.
Who is?
Tom, of course.
What? That sleazebag. Who'd have him?
His boss.
The lesbian?
Well, apparently she's not, is she?
Did he have any explanation?
Strangely, I didn't ask him about the lesbian conversion.
I'm not even talking about the lesbian thing. It was obviously all rubbish anyway. I mean, changing his mind about getting married.
Oh, sure, yeah, I asked him about that too.
And what did he say?
I said I was really happy for him and wished them all the best.
Then put down the phone and cried.
And cried and cried.
Oh. Do you think she's pregnant?
What? Oh, no. I hadn't even thought of that.
No. Listen, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That was really stupid of me to say.
Would that make it better or worse?
I don't know. You tell me.
Forget it. It doesn't matter. It's over with that useless balding git anyway, and I don't care what he does.
I can see that.
So, I decided it was time to take action.
Ooh, what sort of action?
I did it. I called Daniel.
You did what?
I thought it was a really good idea, so I just did it.
And what did he say?
Well, I thought it was quite a massive thing, so we went out for dinner and I spent quite a long time getting around to the point. And it was all quite cringeworthy, but after all that, he just said, yeah, sure. In all honesty, I think he'd give it to any Tom, Dick or Harry that asked for it.
That's for sure.
Seriously, though, he was remarkably able to understand not only what I was saying, but where I was coming from, you know? He seemed able to discuss matters on several levels simultaneously.
So he's going to do it?
We did it.
Oh, my sweet Jesus and Mary, Holy Mother of God. Are you telling me you're pregnant?
Bingo.
What in God's name did you go and do that for?
You're supposed to say congratulations.
Hi.
Hey there. Don't, whatever you do, make me laugh.
Well, I wouldn't want to change the habit of a lifetime.
Please, no. You're not nice. It hurts.
I brought you some stinking cheese.
Oh, Roquefort, my love. Where have you been these past months?
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
I did tell you.
But I didn't listen.
You listened to your inner self. You crossed hurdles. You battled with life and nature. When everything was against you, you fought hard to get yourself to a place where you are now. Even though you didn't know what it would be like, you got here. Now you know.
Now I know. I don't know what has happened to my knockers, though. Oh, my God. They're solid like rock with pebbles inside. Oh, they're absolutely killing me.
They'll settle down. Take as much pain relief as you can. None of this nature's way nonsense.
Sometimes you plead Mother Nature's case.
True, but not when it comes to pain relief. We are modern women after all. I have only two heroes.
I know. Dom Perignon, inventor of champagne, and James Simpson, inventor of obstetric anaesthesia.
Well, standing on the shoulder of giants we are.
Crawling around on the ground, looking at their toenails more like.
But where would we be without gas and champers?
There have been other notable achievements. Antibiotics, decoding the human genome, locating the Higgs boson. It's just you don't understand those things.
Does anyone? Anyway, modern science. Look where it got us. Look where it has got you. You are so lucky to have a baby girl.
You can say it, you know. I won't judge you.
Say what?
Say what's on your mind about a baby girl.
I'm just saying it's great. Your daughter. I am so pleased for you. That's all.
That's all?
Yes. So is Dan popping in?
No, definitely not. That's part of the deal. My choice, my responsibility.
Sure, I see. You want me to give him any messages?
Just say Vicky says thanks.
You got it. It's been such a fabulous year having you both around to play with.
All good things must come to an end.
I know, but it's breaking my heart.
My heart more so. I don't know how I'm going to do it. How do I leave her?
I don't know. The good news is you don't have any choice.
I thought that was the one thing I was supposed to have loads of. I thought that was what this was all about, empowering women through choice.
Well, I suppose it was your decision.
But I didn't know what I was doing when I made that decision. I had no idea what it was going to be like.
I told you so.
That helps.
She'll be a teenager and really pissing you off soon.
That's a great help too, thanks. What about you? What are you doing?
Well, news this end is that the first Mrs. Mike Davies has found Jesus.
Uh-oh. You mean she's been round evangelising?
Worse than that. When I say Jesus, I mean Jesus, Latin lover extraordinaire.
Ooh, racy. But what has that got to do with you?
Oh, so Mike, bless him, has offered to have the children so that she can spend time in Madrid with her new amigo.
Oh, That's quite decent of him.
Sure it is. I could offer to fly to the fucking moon if I never actually had to do it.
Ah, so he's not particularly hands-on?
Well, there are lots of extremely important meetings, followed by a lot of extremely important dinners, not to mention the pub, the golf, the corporate entertainment. You get the picture.
Ah, so you got her two and your two. You got four boys.
In Africa, they say it takes a village to raise a child, and here I am, on my own, raising a village.
Well, that's progress for
you. Don't get me wrong, they're wonderful kids. I really love them. Even the older two are great.
Can't the kids go to Madrid?
You know, at first, I thought that she was a real bitch. The thing that Mike said about her, I thought, who would be like that? What a cow.
And now?
I see her point. The boys are super, and God knows that's nothing to do with Mike.
So are you going to look after them then?
Oh, for a bit. Why not? I hope she enjoys Madrid's nightlife for a while.
That's kind of you. Does it have anything to do with your guilt about the affair?
It wasn't strictly an affair, you know. The marriage was over. Before we did anything.
Sure, of course.
Like you said, I didn't know what I was doing when I did it. Life would be so much easier if we could live it backwards.
Guilt is such a useless emotion. What good does it do us? I have to work. Does it help that I feel guilty about it? No.
We should get a couple of wheelie bins and shove all our guilt in there and wheel them round and never have to open them again. Then we would be free from it forever.
I love it. Let's do it.
Before the onslaught of work and children, why don't we have a weekend in Madrid too?
Yee-haw! But I don't fancy bumping into the first Mrs. Mike and Jesus in the Prado.
Ha. Where will we go then?
I think it's time to visit your heroes.
Not the Simpson Memorial Maternity Pavilion in Edinburgh, please.
I was thinking more along the lines of dropping in on Dom Perignon.
Oh, prestige cave of the luxury champagne house Moët and Chandon. I'll just see if I'm available.
I've got to have a medical before I go back to work. Better not wreck the liver before then, but any time after.
Monsieur Perignon, nous sommes on our way.
I think it's Dom as in monk. Not Dom as in Dominic.
I knew that. Where's Poppity?
Completely conked.
Oh, will she stay that way till morning?
She does usually now, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. I'm sorry to cancel the trip.
Self, that's what it is with you.
I wish it was, but actually there's two of us now and that is the problem.
Listen, I can have her for as long or as short as you need. You don't have to worry about a thing. You just need to concentrate on getting yourself better. You've got private healthcare, access to the best. Science is completely on your side, doll, and it's going to pay off. You'll see.
The prognosis is not good.
Don't talk like that. Don't even think like that. Trust me, you'll be fine in no time. And then we'll do that trip. And we're going to partay and wear stupidly high heels instead of those crappy trainers.
I hate trainers. They're so rubbish. Tiny little bit of glamour.
That's it. I like the way you're talking now.
The thing is, I have something important to ask you.
Anything. You name it, you got it.
It's a biggie.
Nothing could be too much to ask.
If I don't make it, will you have her?
Merry Christmas, darling girl. I've got the champers. They didn't have any of the good stuff, but Tesco does a fine line in small bubbles and quite a good deal on it too. I wasn't sure if you were still following your special diet or not. Possibly not. It wasn't very effective, was it? But I didn't want to bring you any turkey, just in case. Cheers. So, I got the baby girl. Thanks, Santa. Just what I always wanted, a daughter. Be careful what you wish for. Isn't that what they say? You smug git. I never wished for this, not at any price. I never chose this. You complete bastard. Daniel popped in for some lunch. It was good to see him. Nice to have someone around who's just so, well, so much fun. He laughed and played with the kids, each and all of them in turn. I think I caught him looking at her differently from the rest, but not so anyone would notice. He's a great guy. You did well there, my dear. You chose well. Good genes. I see her in him, and he sees it too. You can tell, can't you? But he didn't dwell. No, he really didn't. It was amazing to have Christmas with all five of the kids. You should have been there. You really should, you know. I'm not sure that we'll ever do it again. Seems that Jesus was not a steady kind of guy either. And so the boys will go back home after New Year. She wants to buy me lunch. Can you imagine? Me and her going out for lunch. Well, I never. To say thank you for letting her do something for herself for a change, apparently. What the hell are we going to talk about? I thought your husband would be better in bed than he actually was. Possibly one line of conversation. Less amusing without you. Everything is less amusing without you. In fact, there was absolutely nothing amusing in the world left. Where in hell's name did you go? You really piss me off, you know. I hate to say it, but you do. Not as much as Tom, though. Of all the bad things that have happened, I tell you, it was a bloody good thing you didn't let him father your children. He calls me up. Sorry, I couldn't make it to the funeral. We are not sorry you couldn't make it, I replied. There's no need to be like that. Yes, there is every need. You no good, low down scum of the earth. This is all your fault. Every goddamn last bit of it is your fault. I know you're upset, but there's no need to take it out on me. It's a tragedy. No one's to blame. You're the tragedy, you pillock. Why don't you do the world a favour and go and superglue your testicles to the train line? You've always been a complete nutcase, you know that, don't you, Susie? And you've always been such a monstrous arse that MI5 have you down as a major risk to Inland Security. Goodbye, Susie. Piss off, Tom. When your little girl gets big, I'm going to take her on a trip. We're going to put our highest high-heeled shoes in this case right here, so there's no room for anything else. And we're going to totter our way down the Avenue de Champagne, right up to where the illustrious monk Pierre Perignon has his statue outside the house of Moët et Chandon. It will be our homage to the finer side of life. Our way to remember that not all men are bad. Our chance to show the world that whatever happens in your life, what you create and leave behind can make it a better place to be.